Blog Talk Radio.
I seen you ride clean in your Cadillac. Your money print, fatty fat. Remember in high school, how we used to sell our weed and sandwich bags? I heard you gave your pippin' up, but I stepped my pippin' up. It's been a long time since I'm that L on Sunday, so when I pippin' straight. But how your sister been, and how your mama doing? You heard from cousin, by the way, and how Slick Connor doing? I've been out of touch, out of reach for a second. Got in these streets for a second. Made it out knee deep in some place. And I was just biking back to last week. How me, you folk in the crew used to roll mad deep. Now we barely even speaking after Shane called. The 5 or 6 they used to hang, cuz. Now they doing their own thing, cuz. I guess that's cool. Everybody gotta make their hands. But don't let it be this long when I hear from you again.
And we still stand for the last 100 years on the same land. Watch my great granddaddy plow the same land. We parking Cadillacs now on the same land. I miss you, Babel, Uncle Luther, and Mary Lou Peggy. We miss you, but in the sweet.
Like we used to do.
What is up, good people out there in Blog Talk Radio land? It is that time again for Mental Note. I know people like scratching their heads like, hey, that doesn't sound like Purpose Vision. Well, I know. This is Don Q Citizen sitting in the big chair. I'm sitting in Purpose's. And you know what? It really doesn't fit me too well. I really don't need to be sitting in this seat. I'm going to see. She's on the line, I believe, and see when she's ready to come on. I am sitting in and just helping out a dear friend, kinfolk, if you will. You know, kind of like that song that just played that was by Anthony David and Slick from Coupe de Ville Theory. They were kind enough to grant Purpose Vision and myself, I guess. I was kind of behind the scenes, and they granted us an interview. Anthony David did back in March, about three and a half months before his release of his new CD, AC Deucey. You guys can check him out. You can go to anthonydavid.com. You can go to Amazon. You probably can go to iTunes. I'm sure you can go to iTunes. You also can check out the interviews at www.youtube.com/mentalnotetv. As well as you can go to mentalnotetv.com. Anywho, this is what happens. Me being here is when an immovable object meets an irresistible force, which is my girl Purpose Vision. She's the irresistible force because I wasn't moving on the Saturday morning tip. And when she said, hey, I need you to do X, Y, Z, I'm like, man, I got to get up all early in the morning on a Saturday after drinking all night on a Friday. I'm just playing. I wasn't drinking, but let me see if she's ready to come on and host her show. Let's see, Purpose, are you there? Oh, she's not there yet. All right, we'll keep her. Let me see. Let me try it again. I'll keep her mic open, and when she's ready to come on and take control of her show, she's more than welcome to. She titled this show kind of a look back at a great 2008, and for a lot of us it was, and for some of us it wasn't too great, and we're still working through those things. We got like a week, people? I think, what is it, next week this time it'll be 2009? Let me look at the calendar. Yeah, actually it will be on Thursday. It's bad when a brother don't know his dates. He don't know what's happening. Yeah, Thursday is 2009. So we got less than a week. No, we got more than a week. A little more than. Look at me. I'm really tripping. I'm thinking this is next week. So, but anyway, we don't have much time left in 2008. So if you guys got some unresolved issues, I would suggest that you try and take care of them. But anywho, let's see what Steph, aka Purpose Vision, has here. She is saying that we need to talk about, you know, what went on in 2008, some of the big stories, the headline stuff. I think the biggest story of 2008 has to be the campaign of one Barack Obama, as well as his victory. And I think that kind of leads us into 2009 in January for the inauguration. You know, I don't know what everyone's expectations are of his administration. But I tell you what, brother got a full plate. He has a full plate, and he's already making some waves by some of the cabinet appointees that he's picking. And then I guess some of the scuttlebutt in political circles is that he's kind of, I guess, aligning himself with some of the old guard, some of the old ancient thinking. You know, he kind of campaigned on, you know, yes, we can change things, and then he, you know, people are kind of concerned that he's picking some of these old heads, these folks that, you know, they've been in D.C. for many years, and some of them, you know, the results are as you see, and I think people want new blood. But I do believe that, you know, you always have to, you can't throw out all of the old, you can't throw them all out, you know, sometimes you got to keep people around to pick their brains, and, you know, a lot of times, some of the folks that are already in office may have had great ideas that they just couldn't get momentum for, and maybe his administration can help spring those things forward. So even though it appears that he's picking a lot of old heads, and I think he even picked a conservative recently, and I don't have that information up, and I do apologize for that. But his recent cabinet member is, you know, kind of stirring some controversy up and debate. But we'll see. I'm very hopeful, and I'm not putting it all on his shoulders. I'm hopeful for the new year in general. You know, it is. You know, we need some stimulation for this economy, and we need some other things to happen too for our country. Another big story to anticipate for 2009. I'm waiting on the return of the two mics. Yeah, they've been away. They've been away for a while, and you know, it's time for the two mics to return. And I know you guys are like, the two mics? Who are the two mics? You got two mics that are making comebacks in 2009. One of them was formerly known as the King of Pop. I don't think that title is appropriate anymore. He's probably no longer the King of Pop. But he can also become the Godfather of Pop now that the Godfather of Soul has transitioned into the afterlife. Maybe Michael Jackson can be the Godfather of Pop. Anyway, he is returning, hopefully in 2009. I know as of April, he was working on a new solo project. He's got all kind of mega producers and hot, you know, artists working on his working on new tracks. So we will see. We will keep our fingers crossed for Mr. Mike Jackson. You know, I'm looking forward to his return. And the other Mike, the second part of this here equation, the return of one Michael Vick. Yes, that's right. Mr. Vick should be out of prison pretty soon. And the question is, okay, now what? You know, who's going to sign Mr. Vick? Who's going to give him a chance? You know, what kind of protest will there be? And in my opinion, man, I'm sure hoping that people do not get out there and, you know, act a fool and protest and picket and all that stuff. The guy has committed a crime, he's been prosecuted, he's serving his punishment, he's lost goo gobs of millions. I think that you know, let sleeping dogs lie, no pun intended. But we do have to give the man another chance to earn a living and to play to his strengths and his talents, which is to play football. Still waiting on my co-host. I guess, you know, she's going to make her grand entrance, which is typical of a female, which is just typical, man. You know, they got to have everything just perfect, you know. 2009, what am I personally looking forward to in my own life? I don't know, outside of maybe winning the Mega Millions jackpot or getting a scratch-off ticket for maybe a couple of hundred grand or, you know, some other good fortune that may just come my way out of nowhere, out of clear blue sky. You know, it could happen. You know, just as easily as I could go out and get in a car accident, you know, I could easily come into some riches. You know, hey, you know, that sounds good. It feels good just thinking about it, don't it? But anyway, I'm looking forward to more prosperity. 2008 was signified for me early in the year by meeting a wonderful friend, and I guess, you know, almost a year into it, I consider this person a friend of mine, and that is One Purpose Vision. I'll just give you guys a little bit of a backstory, and real briefly, just met her through BTR, through Blog Talk Radio. The power of technology just so happens, too, which is very, very convenient and very, I guess, ordained, is that she's in Atlanta and so am I. So we're able to connect on certain things and work on certain projects. I want to welcome Nikki Starr to the chat room. Thank you for stopping in on Mental Note. Yes, this is an unfamiliar voice. This is an unfamiliar voice. This is not Purpose Vision. This is Don Q Citizen sitting in, sitting in the big chair. Anyway.
What are you talking about, man? What are you talking about?
The big chair. I'm sitting in the big chair. This seat is reserved for you and only you.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. I am so grateful that you took some time this morning to help your girl out, to co-host and special guest host the show. I surely appreciate it. And you're talking about some good stuff. I mean, 2008. It's almost over, on its way out, and it's been a ride. 2008, I don't know about you, Don, but it has been crazy. You know, it's been up and down and all around, I think, and for the masses as well.
Yeah, I was just, I don't know how much you heard, but I was talking about, you know, the election.
I heard from the start. I was here. I was just listening in. I was letting you do your thing.
Making your grand entrance. Boy, I tell you what. I was just saying, you know, I mean, it's so much that happened in 2008, you know, good and bad. You know, I didn't get into the whole financial crisis and just the continuation of what's going on in Iraq. You know, President Bush just recently had to dodge a couple of
That was crazy.
Wasn't that crazy? That was bananas. And I tell you,
somewhere. You know, I thought we were in the street watching a gang fight or something. People taking off their shoes, throwing them at the president. Come on. You know, but I guess people are just really over Bush, you know, and just frustrated. We know, you know, Americans are, but it just shows how he has negatively affected people across the world. You know what I mean? And everybody's like, you know, move on. We're ready to see him exit the White House and see my man, Mr. Barack Obama, and his beautiful wife, Michelle Obama, and those two little beautiful black babies. I am so excited to see them enter the White House, I must say. I'm just overwhelmed, I think, to be living in a time such as this, you know, just... I mean, we've been facing some really terrible, hard things as far as financial, the way the financial world is right now. Just, you know, everybody's pocket is kind of suffering, except for the huge corporations who are getting bailed out and the huge car companies who are getting bailed out. I was just telling a girl here the other day that I ran into, I was telling her, I said, you know what? Seems to me if the government could bail out all of these big companies and, you know, give them clean slates and work out plans for them so that they could get back on their feet, you have mom and pops and, you know, your average Joes out here who are working every day, who can't keep their houses, who can't feed their families because, you know, food and everything is so expensive now. No one's helping them out. no one's giving them a plan so that they can get back on their feet and, you know, clean slate and that sort of thing. So, you know, to me, I think it's kind of strange how the government handles things. It's kind of strange.
Yeah, it goes to show you the inequities of wealth, because I've heard some people, some well-to-do people, say things that there are bailouts for us in the form of food stamps, bridge cards, welfare office lines, and stuff like that. I mean, that's, I'm laughing, but I mean, these people are dead serious. Some of these folks, and it just goes to show you.
Yeah, that's no bailout. That's a crutch.
Yeah.
You know, there's a difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I didn't say that I'm an advocate of that thinking. I'm just saying that it's funny how people that have, you know, millions of dollars sitting in money market funds or in a bank or in CDs that are, you know, going to Washington, or even the ones that aren't going to Washington that just are, that identify with the automakers heavily, it just goes to show you how their psychology works as opposed to, you know, those of us that have to work every day and get out and hustle and make that 9 to 5 or whatever the case might be. It just goes to show you how drastically different our perspectives are on the same
issues.
Exactly. You know?
Exactly. So, you know, we're hoping, like Barack said, we're hoping for change. We did what we had to do. Everybody got out and they voted for the best candidate. And I'm thinking that, you know, Barack will, since he has been on the south side of Chicago, you know, before he went on to the Senate of Chicago, or, you know, the Senate, then hopefully now we will start to feel some sort of change, you know, because he's seen people on their last legs, the elderly people, and he's helped these types of people who can't necessarily help themselves. So we're hoping that he will feel what we feel. You know, walking into the White House, he will understand what it is that we need as just common folk, you know?
Right. I'm hopeful of that, too. Let me ask you, what is the first order of business? What would you think? What is priority number one for our country? You know, if you were in his shoes, what would be the first thing you want to tackle?
That's a very good question. And off the top of my head, I'm going to say two things stack very heavily with me on a personal level, you know, because that's all I can reach from. It's just what's going on really in my life, which
right.
would be number one is healthcare, making healthcare affordable. You know, I think that, you know, it's sad that the U.S. is supposed to be the leader of nations, and here we are, have people who have to choose between medical care and food, you know,
right.
prescriptions, and do I eat today? It's just unthought of, you know what I mean?
It's hard to wrap your mind.
Yeah, it's hard to wrap your mind around that. So
right.
it's like, and you know, things aren't that bad for me where I have to make that kind of choice, but still, it's very expensive to get good medical care, and there's certain things that you may would like to have done to yourself or checked out or whatever it is, and it's just so expensive, you know, to
right.
maybe go see specialists and that sort of thing. So that would be the first thing I would hope he tackle, is making healthcare more affordable. And then the second thing would be so many issues.
You could just have a laundry list of issues. I mean,
right, I'm thinking about making the educational system more effective, and bringing, you know, I think it was really sad for them to take prayer out of school, you know,
mm-hmm.
to take that out of school. For, you know, it just seems like when that happened, it started a series of just negative things happening. They took physical ed out, you know,
music,
all of the art programs, you know, are very limited, or they're just obsolete altogether.
Right.
And, yeah, so I would say, you know, him really focusing on enhancing our educational system here in the U.S. because, you know, our kids are our future, and we need to make sure that they are able to compete globally with you know, children from around the world. So,
right.
Yeah, so I would have to say health care and education. What about you?
Yeah,
what do you think?
Well, I agree, too, man. I mean, you know, to be honest with you, if I was him, I would write all these issues down on separate sheets of paper, put them inside of a hat, and I would pick one. You know, and just whichever one
right.
comes out would be the first one, because every single one of them is, like, you know, as important as the other. I mean, it's like all of them are rolled into one issue, one big mm-hmm. giant, you know, issue that is, you know, our American society now. Like you said, the schools, the health care, the economy. You know, it's just interesting, being from Detroit, watching these automakers prance up to D.C. asking for this money, these lines of credit and stuff like that. It's, you know, I've watched them for years, you know, shift operations away from Detroit and Flint. And, you know, you guys all seen and heard the stories. Roger Moore has done a great job of chronicling the impact of the layoffs and some of those things. Well, you know, the argument, again, I've been in forums and in situations with extreme capitalists, people that are, you know, just strictly about that money. And you hear things like, well, capital has to chase opportunity, so to speak. So what these people, these automakers, think and feel is that, you know, when there was a cheap labor force that they could exploit, you know, whether it was in Mexico, whether it was just moving to the South. And, you know, I'm in the South now. But I know the South appealed to the automakers because there's no unions. So they hurried up and just started moving operations elsewhere. And I thought to myself many, many years ago, you know, it's especially, you know, when you're a 12th grader in high school and they make you take economics and you start to understand the interdependency of consumers and producers, so to speak, and you're like, all right, you're an auto manufacturer, you're making cars. You need somebody to buy these cars. If you chase the cheapest labor dollar that is out there in the world's market, you chase the cheapest labor dollar, those same people can't buy the cars. Those same people cannot purchase the product. And then we can't purchase
wow.
the product either if we're out of work. So it's almost like this period right now, it's like the roosters, the chickens coming to roost or something like whatever the saying is.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So it's, you know, I don't know. I think my first issue probably would be the economy, doing things to spark the economy. I know there are companies or people out there with great ideas of new technology and new things that we can produce, that we can export, you know, that we can use here and export to boost our economy and, like, you know, like everyone likes to say, create, you know, jobs and opportunities for everyone. We don't always have to manufacture the biggest automobiles to be relevant in the world's market, but we're slow to react, or at least, you know, we have to have something drastic like what's going on right now in order for us to respond.
Exactly. I mean, it's bad that we have to be so reactive and not
yeah.
proactive. It's, yeah, it's kind of sad. They're kind of sad. And just talking about things that happened in 2008, you know, that was a really happy moment. And but I do want to touch on, because I don't think I've done a show since Jennifer Hudson's family was murdered.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just definitely want to send out my condolences to her and to her family. And, you know, it's really sad when you think of people who have that sort of mindset where they can take another life. You know, it to me, I just, that's another thing I just can't wrap my head around, you know? It's like, how do we live amongst monsters?
Yeah.
You know? It's
right
like
there
literally.
In your, yeah.
Huh?
Right there in your house. They could be right there in your house with you.
Yeah.
You
that's scary. That's, you know, because you never really know, I guess you never really know the capabilities of a person,
right.
You know, no matter how much they say they love you or whatever it is. So it's, you know, it's strange. I just think that everybody really just needs to stay in prayer, you know, and just really think about, you know, who they bring into their company, who they let, you know, surround them, you know, who they surround themselves with, because that right there just blew my mind.
Right. Let me ask you this, because while we got about 5 minutes, four or five minutes left, and I'm glad to say that you're back, and hopefully, you know,
I ain't going nowhere.
All right. I know how it is to need a breaky break, though. I'll tell you, the BTR thing is a show enough grind, especially when you got other projects that you're trying to devote some attention to. You know, so my hat goes off to some of the other BTR hosts that kind of started, you know, right around the same time as I did and you did. And, you know, some of them, man, have not taken a break. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And I'm like, yeah.
It's been
you know, I'm
grind.
Just, I'm like, yeah, they better than me. Better than me, because I tell you, me and Partners in Crime, you know, we're on a hiatus, and I can't figure out when we would be able to get together and crank that baby back up. And, you know, I do my own little personal thing from time to time, but even that is tough. But, you know, what kind of things are you looking forward to, you know, personally? I mean, just, you know, things that you got, you know, that you're anticipating in 2009 for One Purpose Vision.
Oh, wow, Dee, I tell you, I am super, super excited. I am so excited just about our venture on People TV, guys. We're about to do it big on People TV. Your girl, Purpose Vision, and my man, Don Q Citizen, my partner in crime. Listen, we're about to do Mental Note TV right on channel 24, is it, Dee?
24 on Comcast.
Comcast Channel 24, yeah, right here in the ATL. So, guys, those of you who are local, be sure to tune in. Top of the year, be looking for your girl. Also, we're going to be doing some sketch comedies. Don Q Citizen is a fantastic writer, guys, and so he is putting together some sketches that are going to be awesome right there, Channel 24, People TV. And then, of course, you'll always be able to go and check it out on mentalnotetv.com, which is sure to be the hottest website here for 2009. I'm telling you, be ready, because your girl got some stuff coming. I am just so excited. Great. And we have collectively been working on the Maceo's Kids Project. You guys be sure to go and check out maceoskids.org, nonprofit teaching children how to become entrepreneurs. Dee is doing some production work, some writing, some other things on that, as well as your girl. So be sure to keep an eye out for that as well. Just, you know, more projects. Hopefully in 2009, guys, we will have products to sell. You know, you've got to get your Mental Note TV hats, you know, your baseball caps, your little T-shirts, and, you know, for the ladies, maybe some little halters. Your girl's going to hook you up. MentalNoteTV.com is where it's at. So be sure to go and check that out. I am just so excited. And your girl not going nowhere. You know, I apologize that I've been away for a minute. But whenever I leave, it'll only be for a minute, because I'm true to the game. This is what I love, and I will always be here for you, giving you the hottest in entertainment and infotainment, all the information that you need. Okay, guys? Sure to entertain, so be sure to stay tuned, okay? Always the hottest of the hot.
Well, all right. On that note, Purpose, we are going to get out of here. I just want to thank you again for allowing me to come on and assist. I'm like that uninvited guest. It's going to be hard to get a brother out of here now, you know. So.
Thank you, Dee. Thank you, Dee.
You dig it? Well, all right, good people, until we speak again.
In all things, peace and love.